Meditate on the sun. Meditate on the sun. How many of us would like to meditate on the sun? The Hindus meditate on the sun. They watch the sun, but they circle their eyes around the sun. They don't look directly at it, because that can be very damaging if you look directly at it. But if you circle your eyes around the sun, you sometimes have a very deep and penetrating meditation. Now, we don't need to meditate on anything, on light or on words or on people or on the sun or any objects. When we meditate, we let go and let the divine in us reveal all that it is. We let the divine in us speak to us. We let the divine in us reveal to us the magic and the imagination that Einstein told us was so perfectly there and ready and available to us. Can you learn to meditate on the sun? What benefit is there to meditating on the sun? When you meditate on the sun, your entire brain and mind are sort of filled with light. But if you do it incorrectly, you can damage your eyes. And this has happened to many Hindus who has meditated on the sun without the proper guidance and without the proper understanding. That's something that has a great deal of intensity to it, something that can be very disadvantageous to us if we do it improperly. And if we look at things and try to do them improperly in our life, we have more detriment to it than we have benefit. And we want to always be very careful about that, because no matter how other people do it, no matter what other people do, we want to make sure that we do it carefully and do it right. Now, it does seem as though I'm saying more contrary to meditating on the sun than I am to meditating on the sun. So therefore, why even bring up meditating on the sun? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Why do we bring up doing things that are contrary to us, that are non-beneficial to us? Why do we do that? Why do we allow ourselves to entertain ideas that are going to be harmful to us if they're improperly done? Why do we speed our cars? Why do we run races? Why are we always trying to take our body to the limit and demand the very utmost limit out of our body? Why do we do that? Why are we interested in having these things take place in our mind and our body? Why do we do that? It's a good question. And the answer is very simple. We do it because we are not at peace within ourselves. We are not at peace within our inner being, and we're not really meditating most beneficially to ourselves. When we become peaceful, when we let go and let the divine in us reveal itself to us, then there is no challenging thing that is taking place. There is nothing that's taking place around us or about us that is trying to be a detriment to us. But when we let go so completely and stop chasing after rainbows, stop chasing after the stars, the moon, and the sun, stop chasing after the outer, and just gently, quietly listen to the inner, we will find that the inner will bring us more stability, more genius, more wonderment than we could ever have dreamed of. Our world, our life, has been always one of after the chase, after the outward effects. Whereas if we can learn to listen to the inward effects, listen to the inward life, listen to the inward beingness that we are, we'll find that all things are answered for us wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly and whole. All things are revealed to us in a marvelous way. Can you be satisfied with listening to the divine within you? Can you meditate and listen in your meditation to what the divine in you has to say? Can you be at peace with what's going on inside of you and not need to chase the outer? Not need to chase after the outer to find excitement, to find magic in the world? Magic in the world is all about us. Magic in the world is waiting for us right within our heart, within our soul. Meditation on the sun. Meditate on the sun in you. Meditate on the light in you. Meditate on the illumination in you. Meditate on who you are. You are the brightest light that has ever shone in the universe, because you are the atomic light. You are the total light. You are the wisdom. You are the magic. You are the wonder of all the universe. Claim this for yourself today. Claim this and know it and enjoy it, and watch what happens to you as you do that. What happens to you as you do that all works out harmoniously and beautifully. All works out joyously. And you will find that the greater light that you had ever known is within you, waiting to be revealed, waiting to be shed upon the world. Now let it go. Let it go and let the divine in you be the light, be the sun of your world, as it is the sun of my world. Know this for yourself. Know this in everything you do. And as you do that, you'll say, ah, it is so now. Because I spread my love and my light on you, and you spread your love and your light on me and all the world. Let go and let God and let it be. And it is done now for you. Meditate on the sun in you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.